give me something more, something else to find. Give me something more, something else to find. Give me something more, something else to find.
Yeah? Because, like, you know what fucking pisses me off?
What?
I found all kinds of bullshit in my van still.
Like what?
This Crush bottle.
Oh, true.
I don't know who drank Crush, because I know I didn't. Oh, fuck no. You.
I drank Chinese medicine juice, actually.
Was it in a Crush bottle, maybe?
I don't know. It was Chinese medicine juice. It's unknown.
I found some random Subway wrappers.
That's not me.
That could actually be me.
That's probably you. What the fuck kind of...
Fuck it. I found fucking a bowl.
You probably found like a piece of chicken.
I found... Yeah. What the fuck was that?
It's chicken.
Fuck that. That's the only problem I have with, you know, traveling with a bunch of people is I get a bunch of garbage. It's okay if it's my garbage.
Some of it was your garbage.
Most of it was my garbage.
You know what's fucking gross,
Kleenex?
Though?
Yeah, fuck you.
No. You know what's fucking... Okay. First of all, this Kleenex. The reason why I even need a Kleenex... Because you were motherfucking sick.
The only reason I was sick is because I keep coming to this moldy fucking basement.
It's not my fault. Why don't you become immune to it? I have become immune to it.
Okay. Whatever.
What, am I better than you?
Yo. Okay, whatever. Oh. Fuck that.
Oh.
Fuck that. What were you going to say? You're talking something.
Because you're speaking about disgusting things that just get left around, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know that basket that I brought my monitors in?
Yeah.
Like, because I had paper at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
At the end of it, there were just dead flies all in it.
Ah.
Like, because you know the room's all, flies, and the flies just die because they got nothing to eat?
Yeah.
It was all there.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Because all by the window and shit.
Ugh. Anyway. Remember the lampshades?
What lampshades?
Like the spherical lamps, or like the main light in the like living room area.
Nope. Oh yeah, those, that dirty bottom.
Ugh, gross. Anyways,
all right. So this is podcast number 5.
Podcast number 5.
That podcast.
Yeah.
Slapcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rilla.
Ruan coming at you as usual.
And this is basically the post beat retreat episode.
Yeah, it's a lot sooner than we'd usually. Yeah,
actually, all the past three episodes, including this one, were like closest together.
Like 5 days, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's what the more events we have, the more we have to talk about.
Basically,
give us things to do. If you have shows for us to go to, please let us know. On
there's a Stone's Throw one.
When is that?
I don't know.
Fuck, man,
it's coming up soon.
How soon?
It's probably like this week.
If it's today.
It might even be today. It might have been Sunday. Who knows?
Oh, I think it is today. I think I saw August 11th, or maybe it was August 12th. I'm pretty sure it was August 11th.
I don't know.
Man, whatever.
All right. So, let's wrap up the beat retreat.
Right. That's probably pretty important. What are your initial thoughts on it?
Didn't I already put my initial thoughts on the last episode? Or was that during, like...
No, that was in someone else's podcast. That was in Walhol's podcast, right, his video cast.
Shit, we had so many casts going on at the same time. We had, like, two videos,
a couple of our podcasts.
Which was live.
Live podcast.
Not only was it live, it was, like, live. We had, like, a PA.
Yeah, that's right.
Just playing the shit for the nine of us.
How did it sound?
It actually sounded okay.
Okay.
Except sometimes you could hear, like, a bit of feedback.
True, yeah.
But it did make it sound extra live.
Good. What was?
Because it has like a slight, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Delay, without a little reverb, whatever.
Yeah.
But basically, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, I'd say. I can't really even describe it other than as awesome.
Yeah, like, it was a fucking experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
again, it was just like the Hyrule. You know, I almost feel like I stole that too. $50 is way better than that.
Yeah.
I've wasted $50 before.
That was a good fucking weekend.
Yeah.
Like, what a productive, inspiring, you know, weekend.
Inspiring for sure. That's
like, now I gotta do so much shit.
Yeah.
Plus I have like, you know, some nice beats.
Yeah, you came away, especially I thought, with some real sick beats.
You know, I came away with the prize.
Yeah,
shit. I came away
with.
You
fucking came out with that 2 GB Kingston.
Not only did I come away with the prize, I came away with the longest championship belt title holding ever.
You've
had two championships. I defended that shit.
You defended it well.
I defended it, and I won a prize.
He's the longest reigning beat club champion.
Yeah,
shit.
And yo, if I win again next time, I will be the two-time champion.
Well, the same for me.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. But you have had...
I would have had a longer...
Yeah, that's true. You know, longer reign as
longer reign as a champion.
But what's more important, having the long reign or having a bunch of championships? Like, would you rather be like Ric Flair or would you rather be like Hulk Hogan?
I'd rather have... No, because I think having lost a belt sucks.
Yeah.
Who cares if you won it again?
Yeah.
Why'd you lose it in the first place?
That's right. I'd definitely rather just be, you know, a year-long champion.
Yeah.
Have the longest reign of all champions.
On some fucking Goldberg shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Just counting your wins. Undefeated streak.
No, he had it good, though. How did he manage to convince people, to convince, what, like Eric Bischoff? Yo, so basically, you're just gonna let me win every fight.
Yeah, and it's not like he really worked up for that. It's not like he was a minor league wrestler.
He just came up,
came in, and he's like, okay, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a beast.
What did he even do now?
I think he hosts UFC events.
Oh, yeah?
I think he tried to get into mixed martial arts, but now he's like pretty old. He's like 50.
Yeah.
But I don't really know too much about fighting. I know a little bit about hip hop. That's kind of what we do.
Watch out for that hip hop quiz.
Yeah, coming up at our next B Club.
That B Club meeting.
But let's continue with the retreat.
All right.
What else did we do at the retreat? Let's talk about it.
There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fucking chilling too.
Yeah.
You know?
But even that chilling was like extra productive.
Yeah, it
chilling.
Was like learning chilling.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely felt like a student.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
good. I mean, like, learned a lot
like
from
we watched some DVDs.
Yeah, that's right. Beat Kings.
We had like all these, you know, we had like some old scratch magazines just hanging around.
Right. Just going through those, learning a little bit about mixing.
And also learning about what everyone else is up to.
Yeah,
because before
that's true. I didn't really know what other people were doing.
One thing that we definitely did was we connected with like all the other B-Club members.
Yeah,
like, we definitely weren't as tight with them before, but just from that one weekend, now we're like really tight.
Now we're all friends.
Yeah.
Before we were just associates.
Before I wasn't even sure what people actually, you know, what they were doing, like what they were up to, or what the shit really sounded like.
That's right. We got to hear those live beats. That was sick. The competitions were awesome.
And we got to, you know, get away with some pretty sick samples from the competition.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like the sample rips.
That's true.
Yo, he would say what up to me on MSN. I'm gonna just be like,
Podcasting.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't seen that guy in weeks.
Yeah,
I guess
that's
what happens when you go away and get out of town.
Yeah.
Get into Lynn or wherever.
Yo.
Are we still keeping that secret?
Nah, because I already released it.
Oh,
but fuck it. Don't even mention it.
Okay. I'm not mentioning anything anyways. The competitions, yeah, coming away with those samples and then like pressure of putting together those beats.
Yeah, I never had to do that before. That was one thing I was so like when I initially heard of like the beat battles, I was like,
you're nervous about
that? I couldn't. If someone's like, all right, here's a sample, the both of you go in the back room, make a beat, then come out, then play it.
Yeah,
that concept to me was like, no fucking way. I need a whole day and then a whole next weekend after that to like make sure everything's tight.
Yeah, ideally, like, still, I would have preferred more time with those beats.
Yeah,
because, like,
me too.
My mixes were horrible. I know that. And even, like, this is what kept happening was, like, I'd chop up the sample, and then I'd play it out, and I'd be like, fuck, I need to fix that chop. But it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late.
I did
no
not
time.
Bother
yeah.
fixing any chops.
You just gotta try something new.
Yeah.
Try something new with the same chops that you got. So that was pretty neat.
You know who chopped tight, though?
Rux.
Rux and Wah.
Yeah, Waz's flow must be really quick because he came out with some really well mixed beats too.
Yeah. He must be mixing while he's doing it, I think.
Oh,
because he's running it through Nuendo too.
Yeah, he is.
And he has all those fucking VSTs, the sample tank and all that shit. Mm-hmm. You should grab that shit off him.
I should.
I should have.
I should have. I still can.
Yeah.
And Rux. Because chopping on the one thing I got. So one of the things that we got to do at the beat retreat is learn from other people's gear.
Yeah.
So I got to sit down on the MPC 1000 and it was awesome. Friggin' awesome. But the one thing that seemed a little bit difficult was the chopping. Just because you can't use a mouse. You know, you gotta use those dial knobs and stuff. But So to chop on the MPC so fast, the way Rux and Matt had to do it as well.
But the thing is, like, on the MPC, you can actually hit the pad and hear the sample, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So that makes it so much like, because I know on fucking Recycle, you gotta like mouse click it.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying. You can't like sort of play out what you want to do
true.
Unless you mouse click left and right.
Yeah, that's true. That, okay, yeah.
And like, if you did that, then you could fine tune it to exactly how it should sound. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's true. I guess this would be a good time to talk about all the new gear that we learned.
All the new gear that we want.
That we want a lot.
I don't even know. Okay, you go first.
First thing I realized is I need an interface.
Yes, you do.
Actually, well, this, I'm not even sure about this, because I might just need an MPC instead. I mean, fuck the computer altogether.
Yeah, then you don't even need an interface.
Yeah. But at the same time, if I'm running my setup right now, the next upgrade would definitely be an interface.
Yep.
I mean, my stuff was not working out for me as well as I'd liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even like Waz, he had like a little Adderall or something. Adderall, something. Even that would be significant.
Yeah,
improvement
something that
over,
can do things in and do things out.
Yeah, yeah. It would be a significant improvement over my Dell, you know, stock as fuck.
Stock as fuck.
Stock as fuck audio card. But ideally, I'd just throw away my computer anyways.
Throw that shit away.
Just throw it away.
Yo, what the fuck? You know, we all put money in for that, right?
Yeah, I know. Thanks, guys. That's actually really, really amazing gift. But
we should explain that.
Yeah,
just so the people know.
What happened was, apparently I'm the most amazing guy in the world. And so a bunch of my friends, how many of you guys? Like,
I don't even know, maybe like 15, 20?
15, 20 friends. I got some good friends apparently.
Surprise, by the way.
Surprise. They pull me up, like, not even like on my birthday, a couple weeks later. So I thought, I forgot about my birthday.
House party.
And they were like, yo, we're just having a house party. And they get me over and I come late as usual, you know, pretending to be extra sober.
Then,
these guys
then
get
we
me
get you
hammered.
Ripped with like, you
they
know,
just get me hammered. Just quick, 30 minutes of just drinking.
That
drinking,
was the time
drinking.
That I got some what's that shit? Some Grey Goose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some Grey Goose.
Yeah.
And then you got fucked. And then we sat you down on the fucking.
Sat me down, and I was like, what the fuck kind of intervention is this? Are these guys gonna try to tell me to fucking, you know, I don't know what they were.
Stop
gonna
doing
me.
Hard drugs, motherfucker. Get off that cocaine.
Something. They were gonna tell me something whack, and they just walk out with a fucking walk in
with a box.
With a box. A laptop box. And at the time, Tyler just got in another laptop, so I was like, they must have just put something in this box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I opened the box. And it was a fucking laptop. It was sick. It was actually one of the most like unbelievable experiences, because I was so drunk and I just couldn't believe, even till the next morning, until I woke up with a headache, I was like, oh my god, that laptop is real. That shit is there. Wow. Yeah, it was a good gift. And it's a useful computer, but I really like an MPC. Hint, hint. For this year.
Motherfucker.
If all 15, 20 y'all want to get in on that, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm just fucking. But yeah, an MPC really looked good. I really like the idea of it.
Yo, Hewitt Z on the podcast officially says what up.
All right.
From a distance, from the MSN.
That's the beautiful thing about our, you know, current day and age, internet day and age. I mean, we're communicating with a whole bunch of people, maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, I think we're going to grow now, too.
Yeah, no, because now we got.
Our podcasts are getting superior.
Yeah.
Especially compared to that first one.
Yeah, that first one was fun.
Yeah, it was fun for
fucking
us.
Raw.
You know, but the thing about the first one was, it was a conversation between me and you.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's a conversation between me, you, and a non-visible person that hasn't been speaking to us. But
yeah,
they're
yeah.
there. We're talking towards them too, which is good. We're actually explaining ourselves.
Yeah, that's
instead,
key.
Instead of just, okay, yeah, tell me what you were gonna, you said that you had something to tell me about podcasts and what you noticed.
Oh, what I noticed. Okay. Because one thing that was crazy difficult to deal with when I was like dealing with putting out the podcast afterwards, like mixing, not really mixing, it's not much to do really. So I can just some voices. One thing was, well, the main thing was like voice inconsistency, you know, because
yeah.
some people were grabbing the mic like this.
Yeah.
Some people were screaming from across the room, not being picked up at all. But the conversation was going between them
yeah,
and someone
yeah,
with a mic. It was like, what the fuck is going
on? Talking about? Yeah, I noticed that a lot. But like,
sometimes people knew what they were doing. You know who really knew what they were doing?
Who?
Rux.
Yeah, eh? He seemed really comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, for a while there, while this man was eating his turkey sandwich or whatever, he takes like a 15-minute break without saying
anything. It was a good turkey sandwich, by the way.
But, yeah, actually, all the lunch meat that we had is pretty good.
Yeah.
Which is, where did you guys get it? Oh, you didn't go out there? I don't know where they got it. Tasted all right still.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, Rux was mostly, you know, co-hosting with me.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
did a real good job, you know.
Like he knew how to hold the mic.
Yeah.
Because his voice comes out probably the best
yeah.
out of everyone else.
And he also knows how to, you know, discuss things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
I think I was a little bit too high.
You?
Yeah.
I think the whole world was a little bit too high this weekend, but whatever. it works out. It was a good time.
Oh, but shit that I want now.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't even make any sense. I didn't even use one of these.
What you want?
Because I was like looking back on Craigslist last night, and I was looking for NPCs, right? Because you know, fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
You know, and then I kept searching for other stuff too, and I found like an ASR 10.
And you really want
for
one
for like
now?
$650 in Saga.
Oh yeah,
it's close.
But fuck, Saga's a huge fucking city.
Yeah, but still.
Because basically, fuck how far WA lives. That's not the same city as me. I hate that we have to call it the same city, because he's definitely in a whole different continent almost. But anyways, continue.
But basically, yeah, that's what I don't know, Will, because it's a bit fucking old.
Yeah.
It's fucking limited.
Yeah, and is it a workstation? Yeah. An ASR?
No, well, it's like a sample. It's like,
just a sampler?
It's basically an MPC. With less functions.
Okay, great.
No, but it's supposed to be fucking ill.
Yeah, it is.
And it's on the keys, which is what I need.
And I remember looking at that B-Kings video, and I mean...
Yeah.
But I mean, for $650, can't you get a fucking Juno G?
Okay, but it doesn't have the same sampling capability as ASR.
That is true. That's the one thing that was always holding me back about a keyboard, is I'm not sure which keyboards have that simple sampling ability.
Because in my mind, I'm not even sure, because I haven't even fucked with any of them, but... Mm. From what I've read, the ASR-10 is still, like, the sampling keyboard for, like, chopping and stuff like that. While the other ones are, like, workstations for, you know, using the stock sounds. Yeah, and sequencing.
And, like, you can probably still chop one, recycle, and send that shit out.
Yeah, but...
Right.
Whatever.
Which, I mean, yeah, I guess then you might as well just work at your computer with a MIDI controller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ASR-10 is what you're saying?
I don't know, though.
I definitely saw a lot of that in that B-Kings video. And yeah. I was just like...
I mean, like, yeah.
I mean, that looks all right. And I really like keys, too. Does it have quality built-in sounds? Do you know?
It has no built-in sounds.
Oh.
It's like an NPC.
It's just like an NPC with keys,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. So NPCs don't come with no sounds?
I think they come with sounds now.
No, okay.
Well, they did before, but it was just like, you know, some basic ass sounds.
Yeah.
It doesn't have like sounds that you like can't take off that are like permanently in the thing.
Okay.
Like a Triton. You can't like erase piano.
True. The fuck? Good. But so.
Or I want a Triton.
Or a Triton, yeah.
You know.
I was talking to Matt about that. He's had so much gear.
Yeah, I know.
He was talking about, what did he have?
He had the Triton. So he had like a Triton with like a tube in it. Triton Extreme or something like that.
Yeah. He really likes the NPC though.
Yeah.
I really learned that this weekend. I knew he was an NPC fan, but he's actually an NPC salesman. He's not just a fan. He must be getting some kind of cut from Akai. Yeah, any other notes from the retreat? It was amazing.
We have a, like, there's a lot of video footage.
Yeah, there is.
Of, like, even us in the middle of making our beats.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of that stuff.
Yeah, just catching us. I remember I was just working on my beats and, like, my feet were up and I just look over and Jason's building me and I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
All the time I didn't even say shit because I was like, I didn't even know what to say. Yeah. Like, all right. You know, I'm making my beat.
Yeah, that's essentially what I said every time. I was like, what up, Jason? Not much. How are you? I'm really stressed right now because I only got an hour and I got to make a hot beat apparently.
It's like, it's like a fucking exam.
Yeah.
Except fun.
It is, eh? It's like a fun exam. Is that... I wonder... Actually, I don't know.
What?
If you went to like Tara, is that what you would do for an exam? Nah.
Nah, it wouldn't be like a speed recording.
Well, like, maybe it'd be make a composition in an hour.
Nah, I don't think it'd be a test of time. It'd be a test of... it'd probably be like a long-term project.
Yeah, that's true.
You have 2 weeks to record a project using... It's like Matt was telling us he had one that was like, you got to use reel-to-reel.
Okay.
You're recording with that. Yeah. Or like, you have to do it to like a film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be like a project.
Yeah. But then what about the final exam? Do they not have final exams?
I think it'd be a final project.
Or maybe like...
I don't think there's that many written ones besides just like technical things.
Yeah.
About equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But so next up we got a live business meeting.
Yeah, this is gonna be the first for, I guess, you as well as us. This is we usually have business meetings late at night, randomly because we don't know what other people are doing.
Yep.
But today we are actually planning a business meeting. Although we don't know, we don't actually have an agenda.
See, that's, yeah, this is not.
So it's not really a meeting. It's more just business talk.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, didn't we talk about it last time?
What about business?
A little bit
on our podcast.
A little bit.
I might have not realized it. I might have just been talking.
We were talking about what we want to do with Vic's stuff.
Oh, right, right. Vic is our rapper, by the way, which you should know if you've been following our podcast.
Yeah, motherfucker, listen to that shit.
Yeah, go back. Go check the archives.
Yeah, yeah. But, go back like two episodes at the end of it. There's some stuff in there.
Yeah.
Some stuff in there. But I guess business-wise, there's the fucking beat competition. Like the Battle of the Beatmakers.
Right. Did you get an email from them yet?
Nope.
Me neither.
Also, if it's on the 23rd, I can't make it.
I can't.
Because I'm going to fucking Boston.
You're going right on the 23rd?
I'm going on the Saturday.
True. If it's on the 23rd, apparently there's a producer's conference that day too.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. At night, I got something else to do too. I got some family event.
True.
I don't know when Battle of the Beatmakers would be anyways. But
yeah, I don't know.
I'm under the impression that we will not be in the competition.
I'm not under that impression. Fuck that. I have no impression.
You're under no impression, but like, when would they find? I guess who knows, eh?
Who knows?
They might just tell you on the 21st. Then what? I'd be pissed off.
I don't know.
I wouldn't even want to go because I don't have any beats prepared.
Whatever. Just represent.
Yeah, I guess they just show up.
Yep.
It's better to get your name out. True.
But I really want to fucking go.
Yeah.
Even if I don't make it.
Or just to go check
just
it.
Just pass out our shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's what we gotta do.
Pass out
we
our
gotta,
shit.
No, we gotta mix our shit
yeah,
properly.
Yeah, we gotta set up some shit to pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably do that in the next couple weeks. Because I might be able to go
during the day.
There
only are the next couple
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Probably like, you know, a week.
There's 12 days.
12 days.
But, right. Yeah, if we get to mixing that tomorrow,
yeah.
Maybe I can go on the day. Send some shit out. Throw some shit away to people.
Yeah.
But I also think that Matt and Omar suggested something to us that is genius. And
what
is that? Some .com.
Oh, true. The .com.
At first, I didn't think it was that necessary. But for $8 a month.
Is it $8 a month?
I think that's what he said.
I don't really. I think that's $8 a month if you want like a full out like that wouldn't be our own website though.
It wouldn't?
That would be a producer's block, like high membership.
Okay.
Which would work too.
Yeah, that works the same. We just need a place to put this podcast. Right?
Yeah.
And put all our stuff together.
But I want the web address to be
slapproductions.com. How much would that cost? Do we know?
There's a way to do it.
We should research that.
We should research that.
Cool. Are we going to write down what we decided from this meeting? Or are we
no,
just going to refer back to the podcast?
It's on the podcast. That's what the podcast is for.
I guess, yeah. It's a good thing we're doing this then. All right. Fine. We'll look into that.
Yeah.
You know what we fucking just completely forgot about, and I wish we didn't forget about?
What?
The film festival.
Nah, I'm all right.
You're all right with that?
I'm all right.
I really will, because I... Part of the thing is, you know, remember how they were asking us about what we want to do with our future? At the Beat Retreat, they were doing this video podcast as well, and they were doing an interview, and they asked what we want to do.
I just said I just want to do this for a living.
Yeah.
Or something related to music.
Yeah, but specifically, I really like film composition. I've never done it at all. I don't know if I'd be any good, but I imagine it to be so amazing.
True.
So... I guess I should probably get on that individually, personally. I guess that's not really Sled Productions business. That's Ruan business.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to start. So if you guys have some independent films and you want me or Rilla.
Yeah, I can do some shit,
I mean,
too.
Rilla can do it, too. I mean, he just wants to do something music-related. But I specifically would like to try film scoring some films. So, you know, hook us up. Yeah, but that got me thinking. That's actually a lot of thinking about, like, because Matt really has inspired me, not just... Firstly, he inspired me with his beat making. Because he actually improved amazingly.
Definitely.
If he improved every day the way he did between Saturday and Sunday, he would, by the end of the month, he'd be as good as Timbo. Okay, maybe not Timbo good.
That's a bit...
That's extreme, because Timbo is fucking good. But I mean, like...
He'd be pretty fucking good.
Huh?
He'd be definitely
yeah,
pretty
he
fucking good.
Yeah, he would be good. Really fucking good, because, like... between Saturday's beat and Sunday, like Saturday's first beat
and the last beat,
and so the Sunday beat that he put out for us, that was fucking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he inspired me with that, but also like business wise, he's inspired me. Like I feel like there's so much to do still. He's been talking about all his business ventures. He was saying how, you know, the key is to just put everything out there and then hope that one thing pops off. And like one thing will pop off.
Yeah,
I know one thing will pop off. He's doing so many good things right now that one of these things has to pop off.
What and more like, can we do though?
What can we do? Like,
okay, one thing we gotta do is we gotta somehow get our actual beats or our music out there more.
Yeah.
And in the form of, the only thing I can think of besides like this type of like online shit is to do shows.
Yeah.
But we can't do the shows.
Yeah.
Or can we?
Just you and I?
Just doing straight some sort of live
performance?
Because we could play too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we could. We can do shows for sure. Well, I mean, get some V drums. Fuck. Start performing live.
Fucking get some V drums. That's fucking expensive.
I know. Rent some.
For the price of V drums, I could probably just get an NPC.
Yeah, probably. We can just put on an NPC show.
Fuck it. I'll just get an NPC.
But yeah, well, no. Like, not even just business like that too. We can also, you know, maybe advertise more and try to get some more rappers going.
Advertise where?
Craigslist.
Producers block.
Right. Producersblock.com.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go through that and we can try to find more rappers. Because I mean, now the thing is, the beats are getting hot now.
Yeah.
And because before that was the one thing, was I was never sure if, you know, the beats were good enough to be advertising.
That's what Rux was saying.
Yeah, don't fucking, you know, sell yourself short.
Yeah.
I mean, if we meet up with rappers and they tell us the beats aren't good enough, fuck it, whatever. I mean, that's, but at least we meet up with the rappers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the studio that we're working with right now, it's not perfect, but it's something.
It works.
So yeah, we gotta advertise like that maybe. And it doesn't even have to be rappers, because we can just record people.
Yeah, because I want to do other shit too.
Yeah, just like if we fucking advertise on Craigslist, you need someone to mix your album for you. But the thing is, we don't mix well.
We need someone to mix the album for us.
We need someone to mix our album. We need
some of that. So who can hook us up with that?
Yeah,
we need that.
Well, I'm sure.
Or better yet, teach me.
Yeah,
that's just what I want. Just teach me.
Give me the knowledge. I don't want you to do it for me. I just want the knowledge. But yeah. Well, no, I was talking to... Yo, what book do you have? What's the mixing book that you have? Because Matt was telling me what book we should get, and it sounded exactly like the book that we have.
The Mixing Engineer's Handbook.
I swear that's what he said.
This is the one that you have to buy for Terra.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
That's what dude was saying.
And he was saying that this book is apparently really good. Why haven't we read it? Well, we do.
We do.
But we haven't studied it to its fullest, I think.
Nope, we use it as a handbook.
We use it as a reference book, yeah. We might have to study.
And then a lot of times I just basically don't even use it.
Yeah, a lot of times I do this too. Try to ear it out. Yeah, we should probably work on that though.
We should work on getting a second artist.
Yeah, definitely. At least a second artist. And if not more.
Yeah.
Because
then that way we can keep you even more busy. Especially because like the thing is, we'll constantly be making songs. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, how often can someone come? Like, not all the songs that I make,
yeah,
Vic can rap over.
That's right. And also, he's not always available.
Yeah.
If
that's
he
a
was,
hard one to do.
That's why Wu-Tang fucking was genius. I mean, just stick together. But we aren't Wu-Tang.
Nope.
We don't got that family going right now.
One day, though.
One day, hopefully. Just we'll meet up with 7 rappers. Be like, hey, 7 guys, come chill and rap. And don't just rap. Rap hot. Pull a Ghostface verse for us, please. That'd be sick. Yeah, but we should definitely look to advertise a little bit more. I think we need a sick logo. I'm telling you, that Hyro logo is something. The reason it's so good is because it's something you can draw. And you usually can't draw nothing because you're retarded.
Shut the fuck up. I want to see you draw something.
I can draw that Hyro logo.
Yo, I used to take drawing lessons. Trust.
You used to?
Yeah.
You failed miserably, man.
No, I used to be able to draw.
You used to be able to. That's the key.
I used to be able to do a lot of things.
Okay.
You know, like math,
whatever
chemistry.
Happened to that?
You know,
I'm still doing that shit.
I ain't doing
it's good
it.
Shit.
I gave up.
You just gave up on it.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that if we have a symbol, it'd be really useful too.
All right, who's gonna make the symbol?
You.
Motherfuck
I'm
that.
I'm saying it's got to be simple enough that you or I should be able to do it.
No.
That's why Hyro's logo, that's why Wu's logo is fucking sick too. Anyone, you know, all kinds of little kids are fucking just drawing little, they don't even know who Wu-Tang is, and they're just drawing little Wu-Tang symbols. That's what it's got to be. That's fucking genius. You got to have some kind of symbol. Even Hyro's, you know, their fucking hand throw up thing.
Yeah.
Like that. Describe it for these motherfuckers, please.
It's like a, it's like, it's almost
a circle. It's like a third eye. Basically,
I guess. I guess that's what it would be.
Yeah, it looks like a third eye with your hands. But even like having something like that is important, I think, to get your fucking, especially if we want to perform.
Yeah.
If we want to have a fan base, we got to keep things simple.
Hmm.
Don't you think? I know a lot of artists don't.
I can't think of shit to do.
Yeah.
Why the fuck do I gotta come up with it?
With the drawing?
Yeah.
Well, you or
why don't we just tell someone?
Tell some brilliant artist to fucking draw some brilliant artistic picture, and that will be our symbol.
Yeah.
That no one else will be able to repeat.
That's right.
Nah, man. Fuck that. Okay. That's for an album cover for sure. I agree with you. We gotta get a sick album cover.
Okay, but still, I think that we should get someone, contract someone, to do the logo.
Or whatever. I'm gonna keep on working.
Unless you can come with a logo between now and later, then go ahead.
All right. I'm gonna. Because that's what it is. We gotta have a simple as fuck logo.
Can you make t-shirts?
Yo, did you check the pictures of Ruck sent us?
No.
I think that,
where is it?
Well, he sent one to me. I thought he must have sent one to you too.
Nah, he didn't send one to me yet.
Have you checked the slept email?
Nope.
So then he probably has sent one to you. You just don't know.
Wait, the website isn't www.startproductions.com.
No, it is not
yet. Not at least
yet, not yet. But there's that one picture of us that's pretty sick. The one, you know, the silhouette kind of picture.
How's the quality?
It's alright. It needs to be worked on a little bit.
Is it extra, you know, cell phone?
Cell phone-ish, yeah, kinda. But I like that. It's grimy.
True.
Other than that, we still also have to figure out what other, because this is the thing, is we're fucking chemical engineering students, so we don't really understand this one concept that I think artists have to follow, which is project-based everything.
What do you mean? We got project-based everything.
Well, I think we need even more projects.
What the fuck is this picture?
I don't know. You look stupid, though. You look clown as fuck, but
I look like I'm fucking dancing.
You probably were.
Just a fucking
You're probably
snap.
Doing some Rick Ross dance. Rick Rouse. Yeah, that picture's pretty ridiculous.
Wow. I look like such a fat motherfucker.
You are a fat motherfucker.
You look fucking disgusted.
I am disgusted.
What is it? Why is this idiot dancing?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I don't even know. I didn't even look at that picture.
This one's got Stillborn.
Oh yeah, Stillborn's dancing on the... Oh yeah, Stillborn left his bowl in my car.
His what?
His bowl.
What do you mean his bowl?
Remember he had some blue bowl and some sugar?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He just left that in the car. I gotta get that to him. Yeah, I think we need more projects. Even more than just artists. Yeah, we gotta find a couple artists to work on projects with them.
Yeah.
And I think we need,
yeah, but how the fuck are we gonna find artists that, you know, how are we gonna find additional artists?
I'm saying we gotta advertise.
On what?
Craigslist or Producer's Block or even on MySpace. Like, we kind of advertise, but we don't really.
I think the fucking best way to do it
is to head out to Battle the B-Makers.
No, to go to shows.
Yeah, yeah, no, no doubt. Yeah, that should be our, that's probably the best way to actually meet people right away. Yeah. But I mean, why not advertise on Craigslist too?
Because that hardly ever materializes, except for the B-Club.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
But besides that, it's like,
we
think
might
it would,
as well.
I think it would have to be like a fucking miracle.
I think we might as well, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
No harm.
All right.
Just put that shit out there. Put ourselves out there. That's the key, right?
Yeah.